Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. My state, California, now has a coronavirus death toll topping 10,000, third highest among U.S. states. Yet tensions between safety and faith have coalesced in the suburbs of Southern California. Amen. That's inside Godspeak Calvary Chapel in Ventura County, north of L.A. Week after week, the church welcomes congregants in defiance of a state order forbidding indoor services. But this time, just outside...
What are you doing?
Hey, get me!
There was pushing and shoving between rival demonstrators. Some protesters carried signs reading, "This church endangers all," and "Jesus preached outside, why can't you?" On the opposing side, signs called for religious freedom and denounced California Governor Gavin Newsom as a communist. A woman who wanted the church closed was pushed to the ground. Rob McCoy is the pastor.
This government doesn't give us our rights. God gave us these rights.
To Georgia now, where one school, North Paulding High, northwest of Atlanta, is facing national criticism. It had just reopened for the new school year when a student posted a photo of a jam-packed hallway, few students there wearing masks. School officials suspended the student who shared the photo with the principal, then making this announcement.
Anything that's going on social media that is negative without permission, there will be consequences.
The censorship received almost as much attention as the photo.
I thought that was just, like, very threatening.
That young man is a sophomore at the school and spoke to CBS.
Do they require you to wear a mask?
No.
Are the desks socially distanced?
They're not.
In a late development, the school has written to parents, telling them six students and three staff members tested positive for COVID-19. The school now closed for cleaning, with a suspension against that student who posted the photo rescinded. Many school districts, including those in Los Angeles and Chicago, are going all online, even though President Trump strongly urges all schools open for in-person instruction, claiming kids, in his words, are virtually immune. However, Millsy and Basil, a report just out from the American Academy of Pediatrics, finds at least 97,000 children in the U.S. tested positive for coronavirus during the last 2 weeks of July alone.